We're looking at Ephesians 6, have been now for several weeks, and we are going to particularly begin today a series on the wholeness of the armor. And I will be speaking upon that until probably going on that writing assignment the Lord has given me, when I'll be away from you for several weeks. As I begin today, I want to give an illustration from our daily bread. I do that for two reasons. First of all, because it's a good illustration to say what I think needs saying as we're talking about spiritual warfare and one of the major purposes behind it. Then also, I like to use the occasion to remind you of this very excellent little daily devotional guide. And we try to make enough available through our church for all of you who would like to use it in your family devotion or your personal devotion. And we're just beginning a new quarter, June, July, and August, and they're out there in the narthex, in the literature rack, and you can pick them up for a modest donation that you might like to give, and use it regularly. Very, very excellent way to focus upon the growth that all of us need to be maintaining. In Titus chapter 2, the devotional for yesterday called our attention to these verses, beginning with verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. These then are the things you should teach, encourage, and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you. Now listen to the comments in our daily bread on that passage. In 1977, Frank Tanana was struggling. He was a young major league pitcher with a sore shoulder, and his anything goes lifestyle threatened his very existence. He told one reporter, quote, my contract goes through alive then, let alone be pitching. Then he saw the chaplain of the California Angels. He cared for people, Frank recalls. That's something special. Was a personal relationship with Jesus Christ that had changed his life as his Savior. Now, 12 years later, Frank is still pitching and demonstrating transformed his life too. Our friends and loved ones may not be worried about career in a pressure-packed society. They too are worrying about their future. They need peace with God that comes through faith in Jesus. When people look at us, do they see a warm smile? Do they hear a genuine word of gesture of selflessness? That's the something special that could lead them to that, because it seems to me it says something very important. About they mistakenly think that spiritual warfare is to protect me and my private little life and my private little world. And that's true. It ought to be doing that as you practice your biblical authority in Jesus Christ. There's even a much more urgent reason we might be seen and lived out in the world system of which we're all a part. Because there are a lot of hurting people around us. With the powers of darkness. And they don't know where to turn. Times I almost fear that those of us who are believers are walking in such a weak perspective of spiritual warfare that we're almost afraid of this area. And you cannot be a part of the culture that people all around us who are desperate for answers, protection. It's evangelism and it's testimony and witness that spiritual world. Just yesterday, Dr. Rumberger and I, pastor, who from some distance away brought a family in his church, daughter, who has been regularly being encountered apparitions of a spirit being who comes and talks to her, comes as an angel of light, he confesses himself. What do you do with people like that? You help them. You teach them. Who at the time they listened to my ministry didn't know and told how that up in his treehouse he's been visited in his bloodline family, and oftentimes that sort of thing opens the door for even such hideous things to happen to little 10-year-old when two brothers killed a young woman and cut off her head and put it in a garbage bag and deposited her headless body in a... You think there are not powers of darkness controlling young men and such wicked... One of the people in our church who's seriously ill has had literature rid of his disease is to will to be rid of it, because he really is God himself able to do that. And so it's coming at us from every quarter. And many people are being drawn to be strong. We've been talking about the admonition in this text to be strong in the Lord. Blood. His rising from the dead. His ascension into heaven. His high priestly present work. And over our families. And our community and our church. We talked about being strong in the power of His might. And to walk with Him. And to appropriate dressing and preparing to come to the service. I found myself patience, goodness, meekness, faithfulness, self-control. You see, where you work, where you live, the Holy Spirit. Now we come today to look at the third and violent Satan becomes in the culture of what we're a part. And he can become bold and out in the open in a way that is alarming. It's coming at us, coming at us, coming at us. God has given us all that we need. Not only to be protected, not in trouble with darkness, come to us. We know what to do. I'm going to be bringing a series of messages on each part of the armor. But we're hearing so much about the armaments race. Now, that's kind of coming in reverse. We're hearing about the... And we don't know just where that's all going. But one thing I want to share with you today is that you dare not. You need to daily do just the opposite. Day. First of all, the armor reveals Satan's schemes in battle, which we're a part. Notice how the emphasis is upon that. First of all, in verse 11, put on full armor of God. And then again in verse 13, after you've done everything to stand. Down in verse 16, in addition to all this. And then in verse 18, all the saints. The wholeness, the allness. Now what is this doing? Let's look at the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 12, fourth chapter of Ephesians. He's talking in this whole, but notice now, there in verse 25. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully. And he's behind it. For we are all members of one body. In your anger, a perceptive statement and gives you some keen insight into how to get his hooks into your life. He wants you to give him just a or some other occult interest in us or palm reading or tarot cards. All of those things may seem like schemes. We give him foothold. We give him entrance. And as I was thinking about this and preparing AIDS that's sweeping through the world, is an illustration of bodies of human beings through blood transfusions or undetected, quietly doing its subtle building of its kingdom beneath the threshold of awareness, doubt. And in a short time, people die. They're destroyed. And I think that illustration from the physical world of illness, of the way the devil subtly, devilishly leading us on into, and the battle becomes intense. And it's only with a very aggressive effort people can get free of that. And sometimes they need your help and my help how to meet the challenge of this day. Satan comes battling us. Now, there's variety to the battle. I mentioned we're going to take each part of the armor and look at it with some depth. But I want you now just to focus in on each part of this armor says something to you and me of the ways in which Satan tries to tempt us into sinful thinking and sinful. So let's look at it just quickly. The first part of the armor is the deception. Deception. He tempts us. He wants to deceive us or to make us be deceptive ourselves. And either one of them is deadly. If he, you know, and the New Age movement is part of his program of deadly. Even evolution, so openly taught in our educational system, out our state. When I realized that it was just a few years ago, when if anyone had dared mention casino gambling, whether it's riverboat or whatever, or anything like a lottery, or horse track or dog track racing, the people of Iowa would have risen up in moral indignation. And yet subtly, the enemy of our souls has been able to sell our legislatures and our governor. And I'm sorry to say, many more of the people of this state, that you really can gain something for nothing. Just gamble. And oh, the number of people that are being robbed of their funds, and those who are being led into addiction. And the end of this thing promises great foreboding. And then there are things like cocaine and drugs and alcohol and pornography and sexual perversion and occult experimentation. All of it a part of the devil's lie. John 8 reminds us that Jesus said the devil is a liar and the father of it. And one of the ways in which he wants to get his hooks into your life is get you to believe his lies. And that's why we need the belt of truth. Then the second part of the armor tells us that he wants to get us to compromise. We need the breastplate of righteousness. It's amazing how Satan tries to tempt us all to flirt with sin. Just be a little sinful, a little worldly. Just open your life to a little of that which will spiritually and morally pervert you. It's okay. It's fun. Compromise. Let down standards of righteousness. The third part has to do with that which would violate our peace. Anxiety and worry. We need the sandals of peace. Peace with God. Peace of God. Satan wants to bring us into fear. Anxiety. The fourth one has to do with unbelief. We're to put on or take hold of the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of Satan. Now, what is that speaking about? Satan's temptation to get you to question God or to act independent of God. That's the way he came at Eve. And if we had time, we would take that third chapter of Genesis and notice how Satan got Eve to question God and what he had said and what would happen if she would partake of the forbidden fruit. The next one has to do with mind control or thought control. You see, Satan tries to put thoughts in your mind and make you think that those thoughts are your thoughts. And so we're to wear the helmet of salvation. And by the way, that's one of the ways in which he really attacks the mind of believers concerning your salvation. When he begins to move violently in a person's life, one of the first things they begin to be tormented with is that maybe they're not saved. And sometimes all manner of hideous thoughts projected into the mind, Satan is able to put his thoughts into your thoughts and make it so confusing that you even think that those thoughts that come are yours. And then he taunts you with, how could somebody who claims to be a Christian have such wicked thoughts as that? And the final one, he wants to get you to neglect the Bible. The final part of the armor is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Have you wondered why it's so difficult for you to read the Bible? Why that you never seem to get around to memorizing the Scripture? Why it is that it's difficult for you to set aside time to study the Scripture and to meditate upon it? The devil's behind that. He wants, above everything else, to keep you from the Word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to the close of this service, realizing that we have an enemy who is very versatile, subtle, has schemes that, if we're not aware of them, would soon bring us into his bondage. But we're thankful that you've given us weapons of warfare that are strong and powerful. And we would pray that as we seek to focus upon the wonder of what Christ has done for us, that you'll help us to understand that the weapons of our warfare are to be wonderfully used and appropriated in order to make us witnesses to others who need to know Christ. Now we pray that as we give and worship the Lord, having spent time this morning gathered here, we pray that you will bless the people as they give and worship the Lord with their tithes and offerings. Make this kind of the climax of this time of worship together. In Jesus' name, amen.